Afternoons on SEN.
It was a nice crowd down at GMHBA Stadium yesterday for the Melbourne Renegades and Sydney Sixers. Of course, the Scorchers and the Stars played down there. Not the result for our two Melbourne teams that we wanted. But anyway, thanks to Liberty Finance, we are chatting with Gades spinner Cam Boyce. Good to have him back playing, and he made his return yesterday for the Gades. Cam, appreciate your time, and well played yesterday. I know it wasn't the result you were searching for, but you must have been pleased to be out there.
Hey, mate. Yeah, look, it was obviously pleasing for the ball to come out nicely, but yeah, we're sort of in a bit of a rut now at the moment, aren't we? We're just trying to find our way out of it. So yeah, looking forward now is probably the only positive, as I guess, we can take is that, yeah, it's do or die now for us, and we've got a big derby coming up. So the guys are still excited. We're chipping away, and hopefully we can sort things out.
Yeah. Now, Cam, I don't want to delve too far back into it, but if you just give our listeners a brief overview on the Cam Boyce health battle. I read, where you were with your daughter and driving up there in Queensland. You needed to get your wife, who was expecting your second baby. You rushed yourself to hospital. All pretty scary stuff. Just tell us about the diagnosis and how long it's taking you to get healthy again, that you can roll the arm over and be back playing cricket.
Yeah, mate, look, it was a bit of a weird sort of time. Yeah, a few weeks out from Big Bash last year. Yeah, just started having some like chest pains and some other symptoms around my throat and my esophagus, and yeah, there was a lot of unknown about it. So yeah, a few scary times there with the little one in the car, and that article that was written up was pretty much spot on about what sort of happened. And yeah, just it took a couple of months and a lot of tests to figure out what was going on. And yeah, it turns out I just had a fair bit of damage and some stuff going on with my esophagus, so nothing that couldn't be fixed. It was sort of a slow sort of process, and yeah, that time going through that was quite strenuous. I wasn't sure whether I'd be back playing cricket again, that's for sure. So, it's been, obviously the timing of it last year was just really poor, and having to miss Big Bash. But yeah, it was just about getting my health back on track, and, everything's okay now, mate. So, as I said, scary times, but now it's all on the up.
Yeah, well, you looked fantastic out there yesterday, which was pleasing in the upside. Why has it taken you so long to get a game this year?
Oh, mate, I think, first and foremost, I actually tore my calf the night before the first game. So, I was listed in that team for that game, and then, yeah, tore my calf, which ended up being a pretty bad one. Ended up being a five to 6 week injury. So, I've been rehabbing, for the last month now, and we probably brought it back a little bit early, but I ticked all the boxes and everything was going really well. Beauty of, being in COVID times was that I had the option to either go home and, be with the family and try and rehab there, or I stay in Melbourne where I have all the facilities and all the people and personnel available that I can and really nut it out. So I opted to do that. The family came down for a little bit. As soon as COVID went a bit silly again, we got them home. And, to be honest, I've just been, rehabbing every day and making sure I can get back as quick as I can, and obviously that was last night. So as I said before, pleasing that I was able to get back and go through unscathed. There's I was a little bit nervous out there coming back. I'd never done a soft tissue injury before, so I wasn't really sure what to expect, but everything felt pretty good, and obviously the ball came out nicely, so hopefully we can continue to do that for the next few games.
Melbourne Renegades spinner Cam Boyce, our guest for Liberty. Free thinking home, car, business and personal loans. Calf injury, Boyce, that's an old man injury. You know that, don't you?
That's what they keep telling me. Apparently all the old boys over 30 have all gone through it. So I know, Sean Marsh, he did the exact same injury. So, there was a tear there and some tendon damage. So, like I said, because I'd not been through anything like that before, I didn't really know what to expect. Rehab side of things is obviously very boring, just, in the gym every day and doing strength work and all that sort of stuff. But, it turns out, I did all the right things, ticked all the right boxes. And, I keep getting told it's an old man's injury, but, I'm hanging on to that 32. I think as soon as I get up to 33, 34, I can start saying it's an old man's one.
Yeah, you're not, mate. You've got plenty of life left in you, especially as a spin bowler, mate. You could be still rolling them over in 10 years' time. You love your Big Bash. I mean, you've dined out on that before obviously being crook and being unwell, and as you mentioned, the timing of missing the whole Big Bash season. You've been a part of the Big Bash furniture for a while. As you talked about, you must have been really devastated to not be a part of it, but great to be back.
Yeah, I was, mate. It's one of those things. It's sort of now I'm not playing state cricket. It's it's obviously a very big part of my life. You know, I'm a dad for 8 months and then get to come down here and yeah, obviously play BBL. It's something that I've loved to be a part of since it started. I think BBL 2 is when I first started. Started off at the Adelaide Strikers and then went to the Hurricanes for a while and now found an awesome home at the Renegades. It's been, you know, awesome for me the first year that I was here. We obviously won the title and, you know, that was really pleasing to get a win, you know, after playing a couple of finals previously to that. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things now for me. I can put all my emphasis into this time of the year and, yeah, obviously missing the last 2 years. But, you know, I was pretty distraught, if I'm being honest. Like, I think I was ready to rack up 100 games if I played every game leading up to this season. So, you know, that as much as you don't play for personal milestones, like never in my wildest dreams did I think I would ever play 100 big bash games. So, you know, hopefully the next couple of years I can get up there. I feel like, obviously, last night the ball came out well, but I feel like even before that, through great cricket and I guess my record sort of dictates that I can still bowl there. And, you know, I feel really good with the ball coming out of hand. So I feel like I've definitely got a lot to offer. So hopefully we can, yeah, continue in the next couple of years and get to, you know, get the team back to where we belong.
What I liked about yesterday, and I heard the commentators say what you were doing in bowling, you were actually giving it flight. You were bowling like a spinner who was bowling in a test match. You were being somewhat daring and 4 overs, 2 for 15, quite plenty of dot balls inside there. Was that the method? Was that the plan? Because a lot of spinners try to dart it in just not get too damaged and try to tie up an end and bowl it in at the pads. What was your plan for that bowling style yesterday?
Yeah, I think historically, if you look now, the way a lot of spinners bowl, like, I guess the important thing to remember is that every spinner is different. Every spinner goes about things differently. But, you know, that's just something that's worked for me through my whole Big Bash career. I'm not one to, you know, try and bowl fast and flat. I've always tried to spin the ball. I think even when I do try and bowl in the wicket, I still try and spin the ball. I think it's important to try and make sure you are trying to beat the bat all the time. And there's certainly times where you have to go flatter and faster at the stumps. That's just all about reading the game. But, yeah, I think if you look over, you know, all the balls that I've bowled in my career, I don't or haven't ever gone into that fast and flat stage. And even sort of my peak pace that I can get up to, I don't really, you know, I can't really push past that 94, 95 kilometre mark, which most spinners are nowadays. So I do certainly rely on still getting shape on the ball. And that's just, you know, a way that I've found that I can be successful. As I said, it's not the same for everyone. I know that, you know, there's certainly 99% of the spinners out there. If you said to them, you know, this game, let's try and toss a couple up, I'm sure most of them would get wickets. But I think it's just about finding that happy medium, you know, when to go the other way and when to toss it up. So, I mean, last night the wicket did spin a little bit. So it was a little bit easier just to be able to put some spin on the ball. But then, as I said, you just got to really figure out when you need to go that flatter length and make sure, you know, you don't get hit. I think it's more about reading the game than anything. You just need to try and stay one step ahead of the batter. Try and figure out when they're going to hit you and then just stay on top of them.
T20 cricket it for you now, or do you have aspirations to do more?
Mate, I guess leading into last year, obviously missing out and with where I am now, look, I mean, I think my record speaks for itself without sounding, you know, too arrogant or anything like that. That's not what I'm trying to get at. But I think, you know, even my international record is really good. So I've never been one to sit back and say, you know, I should be playing this or I should be playing that in certain teams, mate. With where I'm at my career, I just want to really contribute for the Renegades now. And, you know, I debuted, talking to the boys a couple of days ago, like I debuted state cricket when it was 2010. So, you know, I feel like I've been around a long time now. I probably transitioned into a white ball bowler more than red ball as my career progressed, and that certainly wasn't the thought process when I was younger. But mate, I'm really happy with where I'm at the moment. Like, I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the world, so I mean, for us, you know, me personally, to be able to play Big Bash cricket for 3 months of the year and then get to be a dad, like, I'm pretty content with what I've done so far. And yeah, I just want to really push and, you know, repay some of the fans and members of the Renegades and obviously the coaches and the playing group as well. I think we owe it to ourselves to try and get back up to that top tier where we belong. That's going to be a challenge for us. But yeah, personally, mate, I'm pretty content with where I'm at.
Good stuff. Well, you get another chance to show your wares tomorrow against the Stars in the Melbourne Derby. Looking forward to that one, mate. There's obviously bragging rights, and both teams so desperate to win to finish in the top five.
Yeah, mate. The Derby's obviously a big draw card for everyone that comes and plays for the Melbourne or Sydney team. So, I'm sure it's going to be a good game. The Stars, I'm guessing, now back to full strength. They've got a very good team considering where they are. So, I think the desperation side of things for both teams is going to make for a really good game. I know that, like you said, there's always bragging rights there, Melbourne v Melbourne. So everyone will be, doing their best to win. But, yeah, it's going to be a bloody tough game, if I'm honest. We're both coming off losses, as you said, both teams itching to win and both teams need a win. So I'm sure it's going to set up for an exciting game.
Bloke by the name of Maxwell is having a few run of outs. So as they say, I think he's getting closer to a big score in a breakout game. When he gets going, he's a very hard man to stop.
Yeah, well, that's one of those things, playing against Maxi for the last 10 years. You know how damaging it can be. So hopefully for us, he has a night off. As a Glenn Maxwell fan, you always want to see him do well. And, Maxi's a great guy. So it's always good to see him get back and get to his best. But as I said, hopefully it's not against us and he can just calm it for a little bit.
Yeah, good on you. Hey, good story. Really good to see you back from that calf injury and, of course, the ill health of the previous year or 18 months. Good to have you back. It was great to see the ball coming out nicely, and let's hope there's a win and more wickets for you and no more first ball ducks. That would be greatly appreciated as well.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, mate. Cam Boyce, really fantastic. It was a real positive to see him back bowling again and bowling so beautifully. 4 overs, 2 for 15 against the all-powerful Sixers yesterday. They didn't get the win, but that was really the upside of yesterday's cricket. Thanks to Liberty, proud principal partner of the Melbourne Renegades. Free thinking, home, car, business and personal loans. Visit liberty.com.au. Conditions apply. Plenty of texts. People saying the Stars will win easy. Yeah, I don't know. They've been saying that for years. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Still to come, Oscar Piastri, F1 star of the future. He's a reserve driver for 2022 for Alpine. He's won everything over the last 3 years. A young Aussie, he spoke on Breakfast. And Steve Rosich, the CEO of Victoria Racing Club. If you're in Melbourne, mark it down on your calendar. Friday week, it is going to be rapid racing at Flemington. This is Afternoons on SEN around the country.